Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Following the Light in a World of Darkness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born, King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. If we follow the news, we will hear about corruption, injustice, violence, and wars. Too many of these, all the world over. We hear about people risking their lives, many of them dying in their effort to cross the Mediterranean in search of a better life. We can then agree that the past years were dominated by extreme darkness, not because of lack of electricity, but of genuine light in people's minds and hearts. However, there is a desire for better days, expressed by greetings for a happy new year. Today, the Church invites us to celebrate the Feast of Epiphany and to remember the journey of the wise men coming from the East in the hope of finding the newborn King. Theirs is an example we should follow if we want to help bring about a change of lifestyle that favors love, that brings peace, justice, solidarity, and happiness to all peoples. We normally center our attention on the three wise men, and we stress the fact that through them, Jesus is presented to the non-Jewish peoples. However, I would like to include other manifestations of Jesus, starting from his birth, the visit of the shepherds, the visit of the wise men, and including Jesus' baptism. My first thoughts go to Joseph and Mary, who were unable to find a decent place where Mary could give birth to her firstborn son. So she laid him in a manger. Surely they had hoped for a better place where to welcome their son, who will be called Son of God, as Gabriel the angel told Mary. Then I think about the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flock by night, when an angel of the Lord stood before them, and they were terrified. "Do not be afraid," the angel told them, "for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. And then I think of the Magi, wise men they were, who studied the stars by night and who had some knowledge of Jewish messianic expectations. When they saw a different star in the sky, they knew that they had to go to Jerusalem, where kings lived. So there were these three groups to whom the Savior's birth was announced. All of them were somehow surrounded by darkness. There was no place for Mary and Joseph in the inn. The shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks by night. The Magi studied the skies by night. In truth, there was another group of people who received the news of a newborn king of the Jews. It was King Herod, who, when he received the news, was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. What did the first three groups do when they received the news of the birth of the child? Each one of them started on a journey to meet him. Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, and they had to search for a humble place where Mary could give birth to her son. There they welcomed the Son of God into our human history. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And there they spoke about what had been told them about this child. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds glorified and praised God for all they had seen. The wise men went to Jerusalem, asking King Herod about the child king of the Jews, for we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. Then they followed the star that led them to the house where the child was. They saw the child with his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage, and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did Herod do? He heard the news about the birth of the child king and remained in his palace, thinking of a way to get rid of the child, who, he thought, would threaten his power. When Herod saw that the wise men had returned to their own country by another road, he was infuriated, and he ordered the killing of all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or younger. What does all this teach us? We know that we are living a dark night of wars, violence, corruption, and egotism. We wished one another a new year as it started. This means that we have to do our part and search for a light that can guide us and answer our questions. Isaiah brings us the words of the Lord, "I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" We have to ask ourselves, are we ready to learn about and accept the new way of life offered us by Jesus, our Redeemer, like Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men did, and set out on our journey to meet him and love him? Or do we prefer Herod's ways and somehow support our modern-day Herods? Our answer will make all the difference if we want to find true newness in our lives and in that of all those who inhabit our small and troubled world. Finally, I remember Jesus' manifestation at his baptism, when the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of man. He is the true light, for in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. Let us ask him to teach us how to love him. He said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Are we ready to open our heart and let him in when he knocks on our door?